Hello again, this is Organ First Radio with me, Alan Ashton, and a special Hammond All-Stars edition. Can it be 80 years since Lorenz Hammond first introduced his pipeless organ to the world? It most certainly is, and in that time, countless electronic organs have come and gone, but the good old Hammond, in various guises and models, keeps on entertaining us, and that's what this special edition of Organ First Radio is all about this month. Now, I'm not going to spend time relating all the various facts, figures and history of the instrument, because the Lorenz Hammond story, in amazing and chronological detail, is all contained in one article on the internet, and it's fascinating in its depth and research. So if you look, you'll see a link to the article on our web page, which you can then read at your leisure, because in the next 60 minutes, I'm going to try and include as many items as I can by Hammond organists, past and present, commencing with perhaps one of the most played items on the Hammond, Duke Ellington's Caravan, performed here by Mike Hall on the Hammond A100 with a 145 Leslie.
Thank you.
Mike Hall and a track from his most recent recording made at the Cellar Bar in Leeds. Now, when it comes to those pioneers who recognise the potential of the Hammond, the name of Ken Griffin has to be up there with the best. Here he is in the company of the Gay Ranchero. Very distinctive sound and style of Ken Griffin and the Gay Ranchero, composed and played at a time when I suspect the word gay had only one meaning. No doubt the said ranchero rode or owned a donkey, and that brings me very neatly to another tune beloved of Hammond All-Stars, and in this case, Keith Beckingham, at the very popular C3 model. Thank you. The Donkey Serenade, played by Keith Beckingham. Now, Brazilian artist Walter Wanderley is synonymous with the exciting bossa nova rhythm patterns, and so let's immerse ourselves in his unique style as he plays You and I. Played by Walter Wanderley. Now, it eventually became apparent, following on from the success of multi-tracking created by Les Paul and Mary Ford, that the Hammond might do for the organ what they did for guitars and vocals. Without doubt, the pioneer of that genre in this country was none other than Harry Farmer, who released many recordings under the name of Chris Hamilton. But on this track, he uses an early, unidentified Hammond, along with his broadcasting and rhythm ensemble, to play at the Jazz Band Ball. Jazz Band Ball, played by Harry Farmer and the Rhythm Ensemble. Mention there of multi-tracking brings me to this rather short but exciting example of that technique. This is a recording made by one of the almost forgotten breed of organists who used to play at American baseball parks. There were quite a number of them, Eddie Layton for one, and we'll be hearing from him later in the show today. But right now, it's the former organist for the Chicago White Sox from 1960 to 1964, Shea Torrent, who plays Flying Fiddles. Flying Fiddles, and from the frenetic stylings of Shea Torrent to something in a more laid-back style, the style being that of Earl Grant. And although there is an excellent double CD still in the MSS catalogue, this track, one of my all-time favourite tunes, sadly is not included. So I've dug out a rather well-worn LP copy in the hopes that you'll enjoy hearing Earl Grant play You My Love. Thank you. Earl Grant and You My Love. It never fails to run shivers down my spine when I hear the Doris Day version of that from the film Young at Heart, one of the best films I think she ever made. In this country, Ronald Curtis was perhaps better known for his love and work with Compton Theatre pipe organs, but more years than I care to recall, I used to frequent a pub where he played the Hammond organ, and so when the Decca Argo label added him to their repertoire of artists in their World Of series, I made certain the Hammond organ recordings were added to my collection. From one of them, here's a signature tune that you might remember. Did you remember it? Love Thy Neighbour was a programme from Thames TV, running for 7 series from 1972 to 76, and that was the theme tune played on Hammond by Ronald Curtis. In complete contrast, here's American jazz organist and pianist Milt Buckner with his take on Deep Purple. Thank you. From the double CD, The Rockin' Hammond of Milt Buckner, that was the man himself, and Deep Purple. From one famous Milt to another. Milt Hirth was truly one of the first American artists to take an interest in the Hammond, and he soon went on to make a number of 78 RPM recordings. Here's one that's cleaned up and available on the Bygone Days label, and it's called Hirthquake Boogie. Earthquake Boogie, played there by Milt Hirth. Well, there aren't many organists these days who still play Hammond organ for a living. When I lived in the Northwest, you could take your pick, especially if you went to Blackpool on a Saturday night. One artist who still plays nothing else but Hammond, and has several models to choose from, is Ray Willetts. Let's hear him on perhaps the most modern sounding of all the models in the show this month, the XE2, and the tune is What I Did for Love.
Thank you.
What I Did for Love. And from one of his own private CDs, that was Blackpool organist Ray Willits. And if you live in the Blackpool or Fylde area, you can hear him every week at the Blackpool British Legion Club on Wednesday evenings from 8 through to closing time. Earlier I promised I'd include a track by another famous baseball organ star, Eddie Layton. This one is rather special because midway through you'll hear him feature the single octave monophonic keyboard, the solo vox. The equivalent we had in this country was, of course, the clavioline. But anyway, here's Eddie with I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me. I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me, played there by Eddie Layton. Some years ago now, my wife and I were on holiday in Florida doing all the touristy things, and after unpacking our bags in the hotel room, I walked out onto the balcony and couldn't believe my eyes. Right across from the hotel car park was this huge sign outside of a nightclub proclaiming that the organist in residence was none other than the great Lenny D. Well, that night, we spent about 4 hours listening to this amazingly talented artist, musician and raconteur in concert. Occasionally, life throws up something that remains with you forever, and that was just one such occasion. Here's the man himself, and the tune goes by the name of Delicious. Thank you. Delicious, played by Lenny D, and there'll never be another, any more than there will be of the next two artists, who, like Lenny D, were the entertaining pioneers of the Hammond organ. Here's the First Lady of the Hammond organ, Ethel Smith, with Blame It on the Samba, and that's followed by the old organ grinder himself, Robin Richmond, with two tunes, Sposin and Maybe. But first, here's Ethel Smith.
Thank you.
Two contrasting styles, those of Ethel Smith and Robin Richmond. And the sad thing about that last recording is that it comes from a CD which dear Robin had no idea was being prepared when he passed away in 1998, and so he never got to hear a great compilation of his work. Now, no programme of this nature would be complete without something from the king of Hammond organ, Klaus Wunderlich. I've chosen something that comes from one of his rarest recordings, one that he made with a vocal group. Klaus Wunderlich and Bessame Mucho, or if you prefer the vocal group pronunciation, Bessame Mucho. A programme comprising of Hammond All-Stars wouldn't be complete without something from the great Brian Rodwell, and a tune beloved of many Hammond organists the world over. Here's Brian with The Cat. Thank you. The Governor himself, Brian Rodwell, playing the Cat, and that's taken from an album released on the occasion of the 40th anniversary of the Hammond organ. Sadly, the 80th anniversary seems to have been largely forgotten, and I was most dismayed to look at the web page purporting to be the Hammond Hall of Fame to find that only three organists that you've heard in the show today, Ethel Smith, Eddie Layton and Milt Hirth, are considered worthy enough to be included. Apart from omitting any of the British artists in the show today, how could they possibly leave out Jackie Davis? Darn That Dream, played by Jackie Davis. Idly surfing the internet some weeks ago, I came across some grainy old black and white videos featuring Cherry Wainer playing her pearlized Finnish Hammond organ on programmes such as 6-5 Special, with numbers like this. The Happy Organ. Thank you. happy organ played by Cherry Wainer, and that just about winds up things in this special show. Apologies if I've missed out any of your favourite artists, but if nothing else, I've managed to squeeze in no less than 21 tracks in the show today, and that's got to be something of a record. And as if to sum up that achievement, here's Gerry Allen and the trio with Jeepers Creepers. Until next month, this is Alan Ashton saying, as ever, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.